With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden saying very little about the election since Donald Trump's victory. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's only public discussion of the outcome of the election came during a short Rose Garden speech 2 days after the election. After warning voters for years that a Trump win would be disastrous for American democracy, Mr. Biden has gone largely silent on those concerns. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden's views about the stakes for democracy are unchanged, but believes it's critical to respect the will of the voters by providing an orderly transition and peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Donald Trump keeping very busy, choosing hedge fund manager Scott Bessent as his next Treasury Secretary. He's also tapped Russell Vought to lead the Office of Management and Budget. That's a position that he held in Trump's first term. And he's also chosen Oregon Republican Representative Lori Chavez de Remer as his Secretary of Labor, and Scott Turner, who worked in Trump's first administration as his Housing Secretary. Also at SRNNews.com, there are growing concerns in the Middle East about a missing rabbi.
An Israeli-Moldovan rabbi living in the United Arab Emirates has gone missing, with Israeli authorities raising the suspicion he may have been kidnapped as tensions remain high with Iran. According to the Israeli Prime Minister's office, Zvi Gogan has been missing since noon Thursday, the office adds. Since his disappearance, and against the backdrop of information that there was a terrorist incident, an extensive investigation has been opened in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lebanese officials claim Israeli airstrikes have killed 20 people in central Beirut. Israel, though, says only terrorists were targeted, not women and kids. This is SRN News. There were a lot of hate crimes against Christians in Europe last year.
2,444 in all, according to the latest report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Acts of vandalism against churches and various holy sites made up most of the incidents, though threats and acts of physical violence accounted for 15% of the total. The largest number of hate crimes against Christians occurred in France. Out of 35 nations studied, the United Kingdom came in second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection, raising $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to them who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders over the years. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions, among more than 300 of the Boy Scouts that will be sold over the next few years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports more than a dozen people have been sickened by E. coli poisoning linked to recalled ground beef.
U.S. health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants, and even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wall Street ending on a big up note Friday. The Dow gained 426 points, the NASDAQ up 31, and S&P ahead 20. More details at srnnews.com.